I'm Edmund Duval. I'm a potter. Well, I've got in front of me, it's about 14 inches high by the look of it. It's German, it's 17th, early 18th century, and it's completely maverick, idiotic, crazy bit of glass, because what you've got is you've got a sort of a stag in full flight above a beautiful bell-shaped glass. It's a cartoon reindeer, really. The only colour that there is on the mouth of the animal and on its antlers, which are beautiful sort of blue. I'm going to lift up the stag element very, very, very carefully, all the way up. It's surprisingly heavy. What on earth is this for? This is a puzzle glass. It's part of a strange cultural thing where you would enjoy your great banquets, where you would fill something up and pass it round and say to people, you know, how do you drink out of this? And of course, it's almost impossible to work out how to drink from this stag glass. I'm going to put this very, very gingerly back on. And hear it going down over its sort of spine of glass. There you go. And then you'd have to work out how to drink your wine. So what would you do? Well, you would pick it up and you'd try and drink it from the glass itself. That wouldn't work. Then you'd try and drink it from the mouth of the stag, and that wouldn't work. And then, if you were very clever, you'd find that way down here, at the ball underneath holding the glass together, there are somewhere here some very small apertures which, if you put your fingers over them, made a vacuum, then suddenly you'd be able to put your lips to the stag's mouth and finally get your wine. It's extraordinary. And I'm just thinking, as I put that in, you will have been out hunting. You'll be in some great schloss somewhere or some castle, hunting trophies on the wall. And all your talk will have been about a day out in the field or the forest. And there you have, you know, as part of the end of your day, that caught this stag. So it kind of rounds off your day. And it's a great sort of comic, heraldic, beautiful 400-year-old joke. It's gorgeous.